Brokers. This is Valeria speaking.
Good morning, good morning. This is Michael Waters, the caregiver that came on like last week. I'm just calling to let you know that Matt went into the hospital last night for his tube was leaking, so he went to go get it like reset. But then they're trying to admit him because they think he has a UTI.
Got it. Okay, Michael, I'm just checking here the Matthew's profile. And I see that the patient was assigned to a coordinator already. So in order to leave to do the report that the patient was hospitalized and the coordinator can take all the information like hospital names and all that information that is needed, I will transfer the call to the coordinator in charge, okay? Her name is Myra.
Myra, okay, not a problem.
Okay, sir, can you please just hold on 1 second on the line to transfer the call?
Yeah, not a problem.
Thank you very much. You have a good morning.
Same to you. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Myra with Family First. How can I help you?
Good morning, Myra. This is Michael Waters. I'm new, and I just started working like last week, right? But I'm calling to inform you that my client went to the hospital last night.
Okay. Yeah, I just received the message, and I actually also received the case just now. Well, every time the patient gets admitted or taken to the ER, we have to fill out a report with just a few questions, like, can you please provide me the name of the hospital that he was taken to?
Lankinol.
Lankinol Medical Center, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And he was admitted yesterday. Do you remember the time?
Well, he hasn't been admitted yet. Like, she said they still have him in the ER, but they're going to admit him.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he stayed overnight there, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the reason that he was taken?
So he had initially, his tube was leaking. He has a Foley catheter. And it was leaking, so he went to go get it reset. But I guess now they're saying that he might be, like, on his way to getting a UTI, so they're just going to treat him for that, too.
Okay, and where is the catheter located?
His front area, sorry.
Oh, his private area.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. And was he taken by ambulance or by a private car?
By ambulance.
Okay. And you got there with him, right? To the hospital?
No. They don't usually allow me to ride in the ambulance with him.
Okay. But do you remember the time that you clock out approximately? Were you at the house or where?
Yeah, I was at the hospital because he asked me to bring him some stuff.
Okay.
So it was like towards the end of my shift. I just met him there, took to whatever he needed, and I went home.
Okay, yeah, because I do see that your location was at that hospital, so I just wanted to let you know that since you went there at the end of the shift and the patient was not admitted yet, but at the ER, I can confirm that clock out at 6 p.m. So I'm going to confirm it. I'm going to also make the report. Well, I do have to let you know that while he is in there, we cannot offer home care services. we do have to wait until he comes back or he...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I would say I've been with him for years, so this is